Well, welcome everybody to the Master Heart Family. You're going to absolutely love our time here today where we share the good news. And, you know, miracles are happening everywhere as long as we're looking for them, as long as we're asking for them, as long as we allow them. And we're going to have the red light energy and angel dust of Archangel Uriel of wisdom. Give us wisdom today to allow. It's really about disallowing and not disallowing, which we do in such subtle ways that we don't realize that we actually create what we don't want. And by talking about how it was or whatever. And so you're going to love this. You're going to be in a pure state of allowing by the end and really allow, believe, and expect. And trust, and trust in what? Trust in God, trust in you, trust in your inner being, trust in the universe, that knowing that we each have the power to be able to ask for what we want and then get it. And so with that, welcome. It's all great seeing you. And so what's the good news? What are miracles? We always start out with the good things happening in our life to inspire and uplift both ourselves and others. And so what's going on? What's the good news?
Let's see.
Yeah, Shell?
Okay, so I worked a short week last week and I was planning on working a short week this week. And so my plan was I was going to work longer hours the first 3 days this week, but then both of my sons said that they were coming here this week. And so I've been kind of struggling in my mind, you know, like I want to make up these hours because you lean in and you do what you want to do and everything else will just fall into place.
I love that. Lean in. That's a good one. Joey uses that word too on, you know, that concept about, yeah, we just want to lean into what we want. Most lean into lack and limitation. Oh, there's enough of this, enough of that. And so you trust it. So what happened? Like, so you switched that, you turned it, and we're the creators of our own experience. And so what did you notice then, or what happened, or know, how did it change?
I came to the realization, you know, I was just like today, I was like, what are you doing trying to work around all these out? You want to be home with your kids and have a good time, and you still want to go to Hawaii at the end of the week. So what are you worrying about? You know, and
you're going to Hawaii at the end of the week?
Yes.
That's my girl. There you go, Shell. Man, your dreams are coming true. Yeah. We just worry about these pity things. And worry is just the committee, you know, and it's worrying and being concerned about things that, you know, we just don't need to be concerned about that. Who cares about, you know, these hours or whatever? There's plenty of time. There's plenty of money. And when we say that, then we'll be led to that. And we'll be led to the things that we want. We have the power. I was sharing earlier with some of you. We were on a podcast together on building our businesses. And my one son, we all went to Atlanta and for my middle son's wedding, and that my oldest son at his flight, when they were taking off, they ended up waiting for 2 hours where you can't stand up and everything. They had two kids, and because it was postponed, there was a problem with the mechanic and, you know, parts or whatever. And so he was late by a couple hours. And so I asked him, you know, did you ask for smooth and easy travels today? And he goes, oh, no, I was busy with, you know, whatever, kids, whatever. And I said, well, what do you want to do on your trip home? And he kind of thought, and, you know, I'd say, you have to call it the way you want it. And so he said, yeah, this is how I want it. So not only do we quiet the committee like Shell did about being worried about this stuff, that she leaned into, hey, I love being with my children. children. I love going to Hawaii. I mean, there's so many good things going on. And the more that you're thinking about the things wanted, the good that's going on, the more you'll get it. And so I asked myself, what do you want to do on the way home? You pause, kind of, and I said, you want to be on time? And he goes, yeah, and your flight on time. I said, why don't we just call that your flight will be early? And he kind of goes, oh, and he's an executive and he travels all over and he's never early. And that's because he doesn't ask for it. So what happened? He texted me yesterday when he flies in and he goes, yeah, we got in, just landed, and we're early.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Never happened.
You know, we can do it. And even more remarkable, they're all miracles, you know, but another one related to that is my son getting married on Friday night tells me, oh, it's an outdoor wedding and it's terrible, the weather forecast. It's going to rain all weekend. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, look at the weather. And I said, I don't care what the weather said. Then what do you want? And he said, well, you know, I'd really like it to be sunny. I'd like it to, you know, be a beautiful day. I said, well, let's ask for that. You know, so let's call forth a beautiful day. And I said, you know what? I'm up for that because what good does it do us? And if you think about this, how often are we thinking about what we don't like and keep on thinking about it? Why don't we just think about what we want? So we thought about a sunny day. Guess what happened on Saturday in Atlanta? It's a beautiful day. Not one drop of rain. It was beautiful. And they're sitting outside by the river at the ceremony, and the sun is setting. And, you know, it's a beautiful, sunny day. So the sun sets and glows its light on my son and his husband. You know, just such beauty in the world. And all we have to do is ask for it. We can change the weather, we can change people, and we can change our lives starting right now. And all we need to do is allow it. And think more about what we want. So that's beautiful, John. Shell, thank you so much. Yeah, other good news going
I had a phenomenal week.
on? Good for you, Melanie. Yeah, you look beautiful.
Thank you. I
Yeah.
asked yesterday, a belt was bad on my truck, and I didn't replace it on Saturday when I should have because I was having a self-care week and I wasn't caring for the truck. I wasn't being a mechanic. And then so I got to my place yesterday to work and I looked at that belt and I said, oh my God, I shouldn't have drove all this way with that like that. And so I was very trying to not be nervous about leaving. And there was an auto parts store right across the street, but it was closed because it's a small town and it was a Sunday. I was like, oh, of course. So my closest auto parts store was about 30 minutes away. And I'm like, shit,
Wow.
okay, I can do this. And so while I was driving, you know, I kept going to just feeling what I want and how it's just going to come out magically because it could come out so horribly, but I'm looking at the other end of the stick. And so I just said on my way there, I'm going to make it to this auto parts store. And when I get there, I'm not going to have some jerk harassing me because I'm a little lady underneath my hood. I know what I need to do. I'm going to be blessed with good people who want to help me. And the boy who helped me, I don't think he was much of a mechanic, but he was able to get me my part. And then I'm out there trying to get it off. And this older man, really nice, he said, you remind me of my daughter. And he comes up and he starts trying to help. And I'm like, well, I said, I got it. I just can't get this bolt loose. And I just broke my wrench because
Oh
I
my
hit
God.
it like I used it for a hammer, wrong thing. And so I broke my wrench. And so he had a wrench and then he had a pipe and he was able, he used the pipe to break the bolt open. And he goes, okay. And I was like, okay, I got it. And he goes, okay, well, I'm gonna leave my tools here and I'll go in. And so before he was even done in the store, I had the belt back on. And everything, and it got the tensioner figured out. I know the mechanics of a belt tensioner now. And so, yeah, I went in and brought him his tools, and he's like, you're done? I said, yeah, I got it. And he said, wow, you're just like my daughter. And so he came and gave me a little hand, like a hand wipe for the mechanic stuff. And
How
so then, yeah,
sweet.
I made it on
Yeah.
my merry way.
You know, Melanie, you said a lot of amazing things there. And You talked about we're dedicating the week to self-care. And that's a really nice one. I would all of us write that down, that I'm going to really take care of myself. And the most important thing to take care of yourself is to be kind to yourself. Say nice things to yourself.
I
And
was so kind to myself. I had a, oh wait, am I there? Okay, I had a Swedish massage. I had an in-depth astrology reading. I had a Akashic records reading. I had a shiatsu massage, ionic foot bath, Reiki,
Oh my
probably other
God,
stuff.
that is fantastic. Well, yeah, that's beautiful. So self-care, and then that brought to us to be carefree. Doesn't that sound nice? I'd like to be carefree. And you can. It's all the committee making it that be carefree. I always call in my inner
I
child
do.
every day, and I ask to be more fun, more playful, and to be carefree. And when you are, then you'll see, because it's all made up. And we can make it up the way we want. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to protect, nothing to guard. It's just me. This is a world of attraction. And the other thing that you said is, I love this idea about the other end of the stick. So there's sticks. So any and every subject, particle, whatever, there's a stick. And on this stick, so it could be your relationships, your business, your health, whatever, your stick. And what end are you? Are you on the wanted end or the unwanted end? Because whatever end you're thinking about, you're going to get more of it. And so if I'm thinking about, wow, my business is growing, you don't have to think about, it doesn't matter if you got a lead or a prospect or what. No, you just say, start saying the way you want it. The Father does the work. It's like this should just be fun, and it can be fun. And when we just allow it, and to allow it in, and to believe that when I ask, that I have the power to ask it, and I can literally, with my thoughts, mold the energies that create the world, all the energies in the universe, that I have the power with that in my thought to mold that energy into my experience, into my dreams coming true. And so I love that, Melanie, way to take care of yourself, and for all of us to be self-care and to be carefree. Yeah, I love it. Beautiful. Other miracles, wonderful things going on. Yeah, hey, Stephen.
Hey, how we doing today? How's everybody in the group? Hope you're all
Yeah.
doing well today. It's a great, beautiful Monday.
Yeah.
It's funny how we ask the divine for questions all the time, and like some people say, "Oh, I didn't get my answer. I didn't get my answer. I didn't get the answer I was looking for." My call. Well, I think it's when we stop and be quiet is when we get the best answers ever. I mean, ever. I had some really good ones that I had to throw out, and it's funny how we get our answers, whether it be signs or numbers or white cars, however we decide to slug bugs, whatever it is, just to see them and to see them definitively without question of like what is the answer I was searching for. And I got some really good just like could not have like 2x4 to the head would have been the only other way that I would have got my answer. Like, oh yeah, that's the sign right there, the 2x4 to the head, So, but it was just but it was just nice to actually use the system, have it work, feel good about, you don't always feel great about what you the answer you're going to get, but that's what you're searching for, so that's what you got. And it was really beautiful. It was just really beautiful today to have
Good,
that.
good.
Last
Yeah, and
week.
let me help you with it as far as the answer, maybe not the answer you want. And this is really the state of allowing that God actually has a better answer than what we thought, maybe. Okay. And so, like, I want to be with this person, and like that, then you meet somebody else or whatever, and it's like, well, what about that person? Hey, this person's way better. And God, the divine, our higher power, knows best. And when we trust in that we do it. Now, do you have a specific on like what answer on a topic you'd like to share with us?
It was a little more personal, but it was just okay. It was something that I really needed to get a definitive answer on, and I got a definitive answer.
That's awesome.
So I just got exactly what I needed to hear, and that's I got perfect. It in three different scenarios. Was like, okay, so if you didn't understand that one, let me give you one more sign. And I know it doesn't work that way. But that's exactly how it happened. Like this, and all like. Okay, well,
Stephen, that is just perfect. And so that is so inspiring. So, you know, some very powerful points. First of all, we have to ask. We have to ask for answers and solutions. I like asking for the Trinity, and that is I want understanding, answers, and solutions. And so everything kind of in the three is mind, body, spirit. And so I want understanding. And then I want, and it kind of brings tears to my eyes, I'll share a story in a minute, that I want understanding, I want answers and solutions. And then also one of the things you can't be saying is, I didn't get the answer. You're praying for not getting the answer. God is giving you the answer. Now you might have not, you know, saw it, be alert to it. And that's why we're going to keep on knocking on your door too. So you don't knock and the door shall be answered. When you knock, they're knocking on your door. We're knocking on your door. We're saying, hey, you know, and if you don't get it this way, we'll give it to you this way. And that, you know, the signs there. And just allow this idea of allowing.
That was it. Let's be quiet enough to let it come. And so not forcing it, like, you know, come on, I need the answer. No.
Right. Yeah. Hey, where's the answer? Well, you're saying, implying that, you know, the answer isn't there. And that literally, and we'll be given answers in our thoughts. It might come in a thought. We'll attract someone or some situation. We'll see something on a billboard, on the TV, whatever. We're given the answer. I had a person who, they had a loved one transition, pass on to the other side. And I said, you know, they're here. If you say they're here, you can't say they're gone and expect them to be here, but they're here. They're just in a different place, if you will. And this person said, well, prove it to me. You know, and I said, well, why? You have to ask. And so ask for this person to come in the room. And so we were just quiet for about a minute. And I said, just breathe. And a book fell.
Right.
And this lady went up to the book and said, this is my husband's favorite book.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, wow.
All the time.
God bumps them out.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. We're all here. Everybody that walked before us is here. We invite them in. You have to be intentional to invite them in.
Well, and just really, you know, I mean, it was a true desire. I mean, it was not just a want, a whim, you know.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
I really need some.
I really want. And you just want to be careful to where it's not a craving. Right. Is that, hey, I want an answer. You know, and that's how this is. Like some people say, well, I shouldn't say what I want, you know, that, you know, no, hey, this is what I want. You know, that we're the commanders, that this is how it is. And it's also good, though, to say things in the present moment. Like, I love having the answer now. And then, you know, God then said, oh, shit, you're asking for the answer right now. Okay, well, we'll get on it. Right away. Our angels will go up and gather up our goodies. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. It was very peaceful too. It gave me the peace I was looking for, and which is in this world you need a little peace every once in a while.
So let's all ask for peace, and I would write that down, that, you know, I'd like to have peace. I pray for each one of you, so individually those that I work with one-on-one, but also for the Master Heart family, which is a lot of people, that one of the things that I pray for: love, joy, peace, and enlightenment. And that enlightenment is that understanding, and really understanding who we are, who everyone else is. You know, I just feel compelled to share with you a story on, so my son, Mary's, they've been married for about 5 years. They've been together for 15 years, but his husband, so he's a black man, and when they did their vows, they didn't do regular typical vows. They talked just about the love for each other. And Pierce, my son's husband, and now my new son, that he shared that when they first started living together, he noticed that my son Scott, he was always brushing his teeth out in the kitchen, you know, at the kitchen sink. And like, it really pissed him off. These are the vows now. This one part of the vows, okay? He's doing it. He goes, yeah. And, you know, and then he'd leave his, you know, his toothbrush would be there in the morning and everything. And he'd eventually take it back to the bathroom, but it really got under his skin. And so finally, Pierce, you know, he didn't want to be mad, show how mad he was, but he went and he said, listen, I got to share, ask you something. And this is about this understanding, this enlightenment, and about relationships too. And he goes, you know, that Scott, I got to know, why are you brushing your teeth in the kitchen sink? And Scott responds to him, well, I always get up earlier, and the bathroom is right on the other wall, right by your head. And so I don't want to wake you. And so I take my toothbrush out and I brush my teeth in the kitchen so you can sleep. And at that moment,
right,
Pierce realized that this man did love him and that he had understanding now. He was just so thoughtful and so loving and so kind on something that was misperceived by Pierce, where he was, you know, all mad and upset on this. And it's like, yeah, everything on this stick, we could look at the wanted and the unwanted. And like when you just ask, so in any relationship that you're in, you know, just ask maybe, you know, why do you do that? And get understanding and seek understanding. But isn't that a great, great story? And the toothbrush story.
That's a gift. That's a gift.
Oh, brings tears to my eyes. And we were crying away. It was the most joyous wedding I've ever been at. And we were just crying at tears of joy all the time. And it was just remarkable. Of course, they had me come out as the first for the reception. As they announced my name, I'm the first guy, they announced my name, and who knows why I was first. I'm not supposed to be. It's the, you know, the other ones, it's not in the order. Anyways, they invite me, and they say, so for the reception, everybody's on the reception waiting for the wedding party, and I come out, and they say, when we announce you, we want you to dance really in a wild, fun way. And I went, yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. So they had videos of me, and I'm just dancing and having a fun time, and that just lit up that. It was really the best thing. And then everybody after me, you know, because we lead with heart. See, and when you lead and just have fun and go out and just dance, who cares what anybody thinks? Just enjoy, love it, you know, dance as children. And in fact, I was dancing most of the night with the kids, you know, the little kids. And it's just like, yeah, this is what life is about. To enjoy, to lead with heart. And that's what we do, lead with heart and just love. And, you know, there's nothing to get mad at or upset or think that there's lack of limitation. Is this, we live, folks, in a world of plenty. Aw. I love that. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, hey, that was cool. Where hearts just come out of there? Did Stephen just throw hearts out?
Did I? I did that. Huh?
You did that, but the,
oh.
How did...
Technology.
No. I don't know how it works.
It's Apple. You can do hearts, and you can do balloons.
Oh my.
And thumbs up.
I
There's
didn't do
all
any
sorts
of
of
it.
things you can do.
I didn't do any of it.
And Stephen's like, I didn't do squat.
No.
So
there you
Stephen,
go. Oh.
Look at that. That's great.
I don't know how to do that.
So Steve Jobs just came in and gave us the technology. See, we can call on all people that walked before us to help us with all of this. Apple, you know, Steve was right there with you. Way to be, Stephen. Way to throw the hearts out, man.
I do that more often now. I didn't even know I'd doing it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, just throw love. There's an endless stream of love that we can throw out, too. It's endless, eternal. Great. So other good thoughts, other magic things to share with us? Yeah. Hey, Carrie.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
Something kind of magical, I would say, and exciting. And you know, I'll let you decipher it. But to me, the takeaway kind of seemed like trust in God. And he was trying to show me that everything's playing out the way it's supposed to. Recently, for whatever reason, I'm not really sure. I wasn't really sure why. But whenever I did my affirmations, which I need to do more of, need to get better at that, or meditations, or thought about what I want, and business-wise only, this town would come to mind in my head, Bronxville, which is a couple towns over from me.
Yeah,
it's kind of random. I mean, it's a beautiful town, don't get me wrong, but you know, my town is pretty too. It's all like I live in a dump, but I don't know what's so special about this town. Even the fields when I'm meditating, my mind goes to Bronxville. I think about what I want, it just makes me happy. You know, one of my favorite restaurants is there.
Yeah.
Swam in a swim meet there growing up as a kid, you know, played basketball at a high school there, but really no connection. Why Bronxville keeps coming to my mind recently when I'm asking what I want in business. Anyway, I'll tell you why that's relevant in a second.
Yeah.
I met a gentleman about a week and a half ago. We connected. He found me, I think, on LinkedIn, and he wanted to know more about my technology and if I was looking for distributors. And I said, yeah, yes, yes. We're looking to grow our team. And I sent him, you know, something to look at, a webinar, and he responded right away. This is very interesting to me. I want this. I like this. I like the products. I like the device. Let's set up a call. I said, sure. We set up a call, talked for over an hour and a half about everything from animals, kids, vaccines, you know, past life. It's just everything connected. Did a call with one of our pioneers who's been doing our business for 20 years. That went amazing, about an hour call. Fast forward to last Friday, did a call with one of my senior partners on my team.
Wow.
Fast forward to Friday, he ends up registering with the company, joining the company. He has plans to buy, well, I should say multiple scanners next month for his employee.
Yeah.
And so it could be, you know, a really big thing for me.
Yeah.
But so halfway through the first conversation, I asked him where he was from. He's Arizona. He lives in Arizona. I said, okay, that's beautiful there. He talks about golf and everything. He grew up, him and his wife raised their family and grew up in Bronxville. They recently moved out to Arizona. I'm like, oh my goodness. How weird is that? And it makes me wonder if we had crossed paths, because he's been in the healthcare industry for 25 years. Do we pass each other on a sidewalk, sit next to each other at dinner?
Right.
Go to the same doctor's office? I don't know. It's just kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it's amazing, and the power of attraction. So when we do have those, thoughts that and we're literally given these thoughts, and these are the answers. And so to connect everything, to realize, and I love what you shared, is that when, you know, to really trust in God and just realize that everything is playing out. And, you know, for you, Carrie, to do that, I loved your example, too, of a couple weeks ago on where you shared on that, you know, the committee had defeated you and you were halfway up that mountain. And you just said, hey, I can't make it. I'm too old. I'm not in shape. You know, the committee saying all these silly thoughts. And you went down all the way to the last step. And then you said, you know what? I'm going to overcome the committee now. And I'm going to do this. And you went all the way up that mountain and then rang the bell. And I love that. And all of us can ring the bell. You know, and that, yeah, we're given these thoughts. And so now you have the, and you have that in common that made the connection even better. And what I love also is you weren't just throwing up over this person on the first call. You're building a relationship with them, talking about everything. You know, this is just us people helping each other, loving each other. And when you do that, everything will come to you. Just be like super casual is a good way of putting it. And yeah, we just love being super casual and kind and loving. So that's beautiful, Carrie. You're amazing. I just love you with your kiddos and everything. That's
Oh,
fantastic. Beautiful. Good. Who else wants to share? Joey, we haven't heard from you in a while, man. We've been off.
I'm soaking it all in. Other than the part of you dancing, everything else, I'm just soaking it in.
Yeah. You want to share any miracles?
Yeah, I guess so. It's funny the way this stuff goes is, yeah, I'm experiencing stuff right now. I think I was telling you last week with fatigue and stuff, you know, and I'm not usually a tired lay around kind of guy, yeah. But just something's going on with that and stuff. And I think part of it is the fact that I just need to, it's like a time for kind of going inward, you know, like my vision has showed up in big ways and everything else and stuff, and it's flowing and stuff. And, you know, after a while of doing that, it gets to be kind of like not mundane, but I'm still grateful and stuff, but it just gets to be like every day that it's happening that way, you know, and it's like the next level. And it's funny. Yesterday, you know, we talk a lot about God and stuff like that. Yesterday, I was listening to a service, and they talked about like Moses and all the people that, you know, circled around the promised land for 40 years, and they just went around for 40 years, you know, and it's funny, I got thinking about that, you know, and they did an analogy where they were talking about, you know, there's that mountain that, you know, picture yourself in hiking gear and everything else, and you're looking up, you know, like a Rockies type of mountain, you know, like, you know, huge with mountain range and stuff like that. And you're looking up at it, and, you know, like you're excited. There's a vision is up there on top of that mountain, you know, and achieving that and stuff like that, you know, and there's areas you can see, and you can see where the weather changes, it's blowing the snow off the side, and you can see the terrain, and it's kind of steep at points, and then it disappears and all the stuff and everything. And you're picturing that, you know, and then there's, and you stand there, and as much as you've wanted to do this, you know, like the excitement, the passion, everything is right there for it. And you're in all your gear and everything, and you stand there, and then you notice there's a chair to your right, and it's a rocking chair, and it's on the front porch of a cabin, and you can see the smoke coming out of the chimney. So, you know, it's nice and warm in there and stuff, you know, and they kind of went deeper into it. And which path do you choose? You know, and I always look at it to where if I'm not ready to start climbing, I'm on the wrong path. But sometimes we're supposed to just settle in that chair. And it doesn't mean that that mountain disappears. It just means that this isn't our moment for it, you know. And and it just really brought the whole analogy. And they were talking about it, like, you know, you either have to choose one or the other. And those people going around the promised land for 40 years, you know, which was their life expectancy. So they all died without doing that. And the way God will allow us to circle around our vision, rather, you know, he'll allow us to do that if we so choose to and stuff. And and what I've learned about life is it's not one or the other.
Yeah.
It can be a time to sit in the chair and enjoy the rocking and you know, the porch and the, you know, the warmth and everything else, knowing that that freaking mountain is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it was really neat to have that analogy. It's unlike the way I used to think I would either be black or white. It's
right. Yeah.
Or the chair, but to see it can be all of it.
Yeah.
It can really be all of it.
Yeah. And maybe to even introduce the idea of being in a warm cabin. That is the top of the mountain.
Yeah. For today, it can be, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So wherever we are, we're on the top of the mountain if we look at it that way. And then, you know, and so it's just like, yeah, the comfort of that. It's interesting. Uganda is a new member of ours and is on today that she, in the podcast we had earlier today, she said, I gave an example about a mountain. She goes, wow, I wanted to attract people, the mountain people, because she has come from there, from Nigeria, and she wanted to attract mountain people. And here, Joey's talking about mountains, you know? And we have Carrie talking about her mountain climb that, you know, she had, and from a couple of weeks ago. And my experience is that, and to kind of relate this, is that this weekend we took this this sky ride. You know, it's on just a cable, tram, whatever, and scary as hell, whatever. I had to do a lot of breathing deep on that thing. But we got on top of the mountain, and I have a picture there with my five grandchildren, me and my five grandchildren on top of the mountain. And I have that picture, but also at the reception, I had a picture of me with my five grandchildren. And in both instances, I was on top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it's this mountaintop. It's almost like, you know, it's unreachable or whatever. We're actually right there right now when we can enjoy and allow this moment. It's a beautiful moment with each one of you. I love you so. And let's go into that state of allowing. I ask you to just sit back now. Oh, to take a deep breath in, to really get into this moment. We're all on top of the mountain right now in our joy. This is where God is. Just close your eyes, breathe in deeply. And then just breathe out and say to yourself, relax. Relax from the top of your head. Relax your eyes. Relax your jaw. Breathe in deeply now. Breathe in the breath of God. And how that just cleanses you, cleanses your mind, your emotions, your body. And as you breathe out anything unwanted, any lack, any limitation. And now breathe in the abundant life. And as you relax your neck now and your shoulders, allow relaxation to just go down your arms, through your hands. It's this being quiet to allow the answers, the solutions, the understanding. Breathe in. And breathe out and just relax your neck and your chest, your lungs, all of your organs, amazing, magnificent bodies that we have. We're so beautiful inside and out and all around. Just relax, get comfortable. Enjoy this beautiful moment. Breathe in. And allow relaxation now to go across down your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, down to your toes. Just allowing relaxation to flow in your mind now. Flow into your emotions. Flow in to your body. And in this state of pure relaxation, pure allowing, the only wanted loving thoughts flowing in our minds now. And we are now open and invite Archangel Uriel, the beautiful red angel of wisdom. And we ask for you to flow into our thoughts now. Give us the wisdom to think the thoughts of what we want and why we want. We ask for your beautiful red energy to flow into our emotions and have our emotions in a state of allowing beautiful, loving, divine emotions, feeling so good, so filled with joy and love. Now we ask for Archangel Uriel to put your wings around us, to embrace us and love us, and flow your angel dust into every pore of our body, and every cell of our body, every organ, every function, every muscle, just feeling so good. So at one now with God, the divine, and all that is. Breathe in. Out. Now ask to be in a state of allowing, to allow the perfect understanding, to allow in, to hear, to see, to be aware of your guidance, of your love, of your support. Guide us to our desires and our dreams. We ask now that you raise our vibration and have our vibration at one with God, our inner being, and all that is. We are now in a state of joy. And this is where God is, always has been, always has looked upon you. In a joyous way, for every thought you've had, every experience, and it has all been divinely laid out based on your desires and the Father doing the work. And as you're in this pure state of allowing now, that you not only allow and have your vibration raise up to your higher power, but also in the same place where all of our dreams are, that we now vibrate and allow our dreams to flow into our experience. And so our better health, our better relationships, more business, more easy money. But beyond those, that we call forth and allow well-being. We allow health, wealth, and success. We allow more freedom, beautiful freedom. Breathe in. More love, we allow it now. We allow for joy in our lives. We allow peace to flow through us. Just soak in this vibration of God, and you are one with God, your dream. Sweet. Mine it is. your state of allowing.
Just a minute.
Open to the divine to give us all that we desire now. Now allow enlightenment. Enlighten us to understand the bigger picture, the broader perspective of our divine lives, of the all-powerful and loving us that we are. We are the chosen one. We are the ones that have come here to give eternity to all. We are the dream makers. And then we are now the dream experiencers. We allow our dreams to flow into our experience. So we emerge ourselves. We soak ourselves in this love, in this divine vibration, in this oneness with all that is. Come together as one now, and our hearts extend out to each other and to our loved ones, to our businesses and prospects and clients and team members. Everyone has contributed to us being in this divine moment right now. And we give love to ourselves, to everyone, and all beings. We give thanks for Archangel Uriel for the wisdom to be in this pure state of joy, allowing the joy that's always been there, that is always in this moment, is here now and forevermore with us. And so it is. Amen. And I invite you now back into the room, back into your chair. I invite you now to open up your eyes and see this amazing, beautiful world that is ours, this divine moment that is always here with us. Amen. Ooh, I feel good. Do, 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 like I knew that I would. So good. So good. So good. Yeah. Ooh. Now, you know why I have red on today, our little Uriel, our red archangel of wisdom. And so you can call on all these resources. We have all these resources. I'm helping a 14-year-old boy, and he said, I just never realized we'd have all these resources to call on. Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to call on mom and dad, boss, or whoever, whatever. That we have a way better resources to call on that can give us all the understanding and answers and solutions. And that kid just made, and he wants to be an entrepreneur, and he just made $1,800. You know, it's like
amazing.
Yeah, you know, over the weekend, it's like easy money, baby. Easy life. You can be any age, you know. And now's the time. We're gonna show up from now on, you know. Now's the time. We got it all. We have all the resources we need. We're gonna step out now. We're gonna build our lives and build our health and our businesses and everything that we want. And just lead with heart and do so. Yeah, beautiful. Other thoughts, comments? before Joey leads us in singing? Yeah.
I think that being quiet was a really good lesson this last week for me.
Yeah.
Just allow things to happen and just be quiet.
Yeah. And
slow down. Be still. Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. I you know, you always nail it every day, Dr. Yeah. Hank. Buddy, when you nail that one. Nailed it.
Yeah. Be nailed still. It. Yeah. Quiet the wheels of your mind. All you have to do is ask. So the committee, quiet the wheels of my mind. I be quiet, I listen, I still myself, become at one with God. All the answers are here. You become a magnet. I had a person the other day say to me, you know, what do you want me to do? Just, and this was like our first session together. What do you want me to do? Just sit on my couch and dream this crap up? And I said, pretty much so, yeah. And when you do, and when you dream, and you dream big, and then you allow it, and you'll get inspired action to call somebody or hear some city that, you know, right. Hey, I keep on getting this city, you know.
Yeah,
I keep on getting these, you know, I got three messages this week about the same thing. You know, could I please wake up now? Go with inspired action. And it's being inspired. And so we'll lead you to everything. We'll give you the thoughts, people, the circumstance. You'll attract everything. But you have to first start. You start the whole process. We each start the whole process by our asking. In other words, our thought. Ask and you shall receive. And then all we need to do is allow it in. We can't say, I'm going to get more business, and then say, oh, I don't have any business this week. You know, your prayers, you're splitting your energy. Just forget that stuff. And it's not reality. Whatever your business is now, reality is what you're currently thinking will create your future. So what are you thinking about? I'm only going to think about the things that I want. I'm going to change the weather. I'm going to change the airlines. I'm the power to do it all. We all do. You know, I got to show you this. I even have, can you see mine? I got catchy pants on too. I walked out of the bedroom. Jenny goes like, whoa. Look like Santa Claus or something. Yeah,
like that's not so bright out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's Christmas every day.
Right.
And you got a Santa Claus that's way better than Santa. All you have to do is ask for it and you can get it. So isn't that great? We like to laugh and have more fun.
We like to laugh and have more fun.
For we are the chosen ones.
For we are the chosen ones.
Nothing like children here. Allowing is our new game.
Allowing is our new name.
Trusting is our middle name.
Trusting is our middle name.
Experiencing dreams is our divine right. Experiencing dreams is our divine right. As we walk in Uriel's red light,
as we walk in Uriel's red light,
sound off the Master Heart family. Sound off the Master Heart family. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, I love you all. That you're gonna just rock and roll. Your vibration is high and flowing, and expect big happy surprises coming your way starting right now. Love you all.
Enjoy Hawaii, Michelle.
Here. Yeah, enjoy Hawaii, Michelle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right.